We're here at the National Agri-Marketing Association's annual convention. With me is Allison Steffi with GrowMark. She's the University Relations Manager with GrowMark. And we're going to talk a little bit about the internship program, GrowMark's extremely successful internship program. Give us a little history of this program, because it is one of the most successful probably in the whole agriculture industry.
Sure. Well, we're going on our 56th year with the internship program, and we've had a lot of successful hires from students outside of this intern program, and it's definitely growing year to year. So this year we'll have close to 60 interns. It seems to fluctuate between 55 and 60 usually, depending on the need, but the background just allows students to get real-world hands-on experience out at the member company environment, as well as our corporate office in Bloomington, Illinois. So we have a variety of internships ranging from agronomy to the business aspect to energy, logistics, grain, seed, marketing, things like that. So,
Now you talk about the different areas that you have. You hire, get the interns for specific areas, or do they rotate around ever, or are they in specific areas?
They are in specific areas. So we'll get requests from our managers and from the management at member companies, and they kind of have projects in mind that they would like the students to partake in. They are real-world projects, real meaningful either policies or procedures, things that they would like to implement in their departments and divisions. And the intern does a lot of research and works on those, and they actually put those into practice after the intern is done at the end of their 12 weeks.
And you said that you get a lot of hires out of this over your over 50 years of doing this, and they've moved on. You probably have quite a population within GrowMark that started out as interns.
We do. We have a large population of students who were interns and have worked full-time over the years for us, and so it's just nice to know that it kind of comes full circle and that there is opportunity at the end if they can, you know, show that they've done a great job throughout their internship and they're invested and, you know, want to make a difference, then we will do our best to find a place for them at the end.
Where do the interns come from? Are they mainly the Midwest, or are they all over?
All over, really. I mean, we have our core territories of Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin, and then we also recruit in the Northeast from any of the schools from New York down to Delaware, and then in Canada, University of Guelph as well. But it's been, over the last few years, increasingly obvious that we're getting some more traction at some other universities that we don't regularly recruit at their career fairs, and so it's just nice to know that a lot of the media usage that we have for talking about our internship programs and utilizing ag careers and things like that, students are able to find our internship opportunities pretty easily.
Now, are there specific times of the year that you get interns, or, you know, if a student wants to apply, are there specific times of the year, or are you taking applications all year long?
It's a little bit more of specific time of the year. So starting in the fall, early fall in September is when we post those out at our website and send them out to a lot of those other websites that students can find those on. And then that's when we're visiting the career fairs. And so a large portion of our interns are hired between September and December in that fall semester. But then there is some carryover into the spring. So usually kind of by the spring career fairs, when those are done at the school, students are hired. So usually by March, I would say, is when we have everybody kind of in place and know where they're going to be and start communicating with them over the spring. And then the internship program starts mid-May.
So, Allison, how long have you been involved in internship recruiting for GrowMark?
Almost 3.5 years now. So I've been with GrowMark about 4 years, and I did about 6 months in the benefits area. So but ever since then, I've been working in university relations, and I started as the recruiter for our Northeast territory from New York to, down to Delaware. So we created a new internship program for students at the community college level. And so I transitioned into focusing more on community colleges in Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin, building our brand there and learning about their ag programs to create this 10-week internship program. And that's a flexible program over the spring or summer. And so then actually, just recently, this past January, is when I moved into the University Relations Manager role. So it's been a great 3.5 years of working with college students and helping them kind of find their goals and aspirations.
Do you have a percentage of the number of students that you have for internship that go on to be employed?
Typically, we would say 50% of our interns get full-time job offers, and a lot of them, you know, are able to accept and everything. So it's very successful, and we like to see the students continue on in the system and continue working with them over the years, too.
You also mentioned working with Ag Careers. Tell us about that and how that helps you.
Sure. We have a partnership with them. We use them for a lot of our advertising of a lot of our career opportunities, not just internships as well. But then we also participate in their internship survey that they have companies participate in, just to kind of help us keep on top of our toes, you know, making sure our program has, you know, what it takes to be successful, and getting a lot of feedback from students. And it's a really great partnership. And as I mentioned before, that's how a lot of our students from new universities find our internship opportunities, is through AgCareers.com.
Okay, so a student interested, a student here at NAMA perhaps, they can go to your website, they can go to Ag Careers, or at their own universities.
Yes, absolutely. We tried to meet with them face-to-face, you know, on their campus and everything. That's a great way to touch base with them, but they can always go to growmark.com /AgCareers and find them on our careers page, and then definitely Ag Careers as well.
Here at NAMA, have you been talking to students here at NAMA?
We have. It's nice to see a lot of our past interns come by our booth and see kind of what they're up to and where they're going to be at. And then a lot of our future interns for this coming summer have stopped by as well. And so it's nice to touch base with them, and they bring their friends and everything, so we get a chance to meet other people too.
All right, excellent. Allison, thank you very much, and thank you for everything that GrowMark does to help build the next generation of agricultural professionals. Here at the National Agri-Marketing Association Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.